It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hi, good morning, Sam.
Hi, I'm still here. I haven't changed.
Still here in the dark, too scared to go outside. Okay, and...
I'm terrified of being shot by lightning, so yes, I am.
Hey, me too. Yeah, me too. I used to think it would be so cool.
I want to get superpowers.
Why did you think it was cool?
Because I thought, because people have survived it. I used to think it was quite an amazing thing that people could survive it. But then I watched a documentary about it, and
people have survived shark attacks too.
Millions of people haven't survived it.
Yeah,
so many.
It could be horrible.
I literally don't use umbrellas out in this kind of weather because I don't want to get like a lightning rod effect kind
it
of thing happening.
Is that weird?
No, it's fair enough.
Weird. It's a weird morning.
Anyway, so today we're talking about The Bodyguard on Netflix. Just segue
okay.
into...
Now, it's funny you come in having seen this show because my producer, Tess, there to my right, to your left there, hi, Tess, morning.
Sam and I actually spoke.
Birthday, 21st of December.
We actually
and I said, hey, I've really enjoyed this series, Bodyguard.
Not only that, you really tried to... You pitched it to me the other day. You said, you should watch it. It's great. You'll love it.
I think we shook on it, didn't we? Was that something?
I wouldn't shake on it. But
that was Chef's Table. You said you'd watch.
I watched Chef's Table, but I took your I was excited. I was worked up. And,
oh, so did you watch some of it?
No, but I mean, I thought about it, putting it on my to do list, and summer coming up. I do have the extra probably 3 or 4 extra hours, in the 3 or 4 months coming up. But
now, Sam, would you recommend someone put it on their to do list?
What, Chef's Table or Bodyguard?
Bodyguard.
See, I've got mixed feelings. So this show.
Sorry, I'm just looking at your T-shirt there.
Oh, thank you. It's a woman's undercarriage.
Crotch.
Yes. Okay. It's by Supreme, also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That makes it okay. If I was wearing it, I'd be fine. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so Richard Madden plays David Budd. He was the guy behind Robb Stark in Game of Thrones, so he's the main character of the show. He is a bodyguard for the... I actually don't know what this is. So it's called the Home Secretary, which is like a British thing. It's like a MP, whatever. She's like this inflammatory... do you know what it is?
Counterterrorism Commission.
Yeah, she's behind that kind of stuff. And she's really inflammatory and talks about how Islam shouldn't be around, and she's really anti...
quite similar to a lot of British MPs.
Pretty much just like a real world MP. And she's played... Her name is Julia Minogue? I can't remember.
Montague.
Cool.
Gosh, you really didn't...
It wasn't that good.
Thank God you're here.
She's played by Kelly Hawes. So anyway, the first scene of the show is kind of what everyone's hyped up about, right?
Yeah,
so
it's very good.
The first 20 minutes, basically, you've got Mr. Budd, Richard Madden, the bodyguard, the namesake of the show, and he finds a terrorist on his train and basically, like, calms her down and, like, avoids suicide bombing on a train where his kids are present. And it's a tense 20-minute scene.
Yeah,
there's, like, there's this whole standoff and stuff. And it's really, 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 really well done. And I really, really enjoyed that part. But then... The pacing of that scene is so slow and so like tenuous and tense and scary. And then the next, I watched 2 episodes, so I watched about 2 hours of TV. The next hour and a half, I was just so bored. It's so slow. Nothing happens. And like the thing is, the terrorism scenes, like the stuff where there is like actual acts of terrorism or there's like stuff going on where he's in action scenes is really freaking cool. Like seeing him roll around, like do cool bodyguard stuff is really sick. But the rest of it, there's like this like sexual tension between him and his boss, the home secretary. See, I can't even remember.
It's interesting you say that because I mean, that's not... Is that a spoiler?
I mean, it's in the first 2 episodes, so it's not really.
You don't invest yourself into a TV show unless there's some sexual tension between the leads. Yeah, really?
Well, I will agree with that one negative
wrong.
Point about it. It does feel weird.
Because he's also dealing with his ex-wife and his kids as like a subplot that's going on.
You've already got that romance, kind of.
Yeah, so he's trying to have that romance, he's trying to have this romance, and he's also like this really cold, calculating... robotic kind of character. And he plays that really well. And he plays his like courageous but PTSD kind of ex-war veteran side very well as well. And the moral ambiguity of like whether politicians should have a say in terrorist cells and acts and stuff, and like the whole politics behind terrorism and hyping up the British country and all the people in that. That's really cool, and that kind of ambiguity is really cool. But
the British countries, they call that Britain.
But yeah, sorry, I'm not good words today. I don't know what's happened.
It's kind of interesting because it talks about London having the highest threatened rate. Well, what was the was it last year? And London was at the highest rate of.
Wasn't too long ago. When they're at a highest probability of a terrorism event.
Yeah. Biggest threat or something that they've ever had.
And Mikey's really a big.
That's when it was set, and they talk about that in the TV show, which is interesting because it sort of seems like it's, I don't know.
It's poignant, like it's timely and it's poignant, and it's an important issue to important like you know social issue that we need to talk about.
That's the interesting thing about Britain. It's one of those places where I can't see that. You know, all the factors that make up how they decide when it goes from being orange to red or whatever, you know, they're not going to change in Britain for 100 years.
No.
You know, it's going to be like that, so they need to either change the thinking or somehow chill it out some other way. I'm not sure how to do that. I'm just a disc jockey. That's just, you know.
But it has gone down. There were those few months where it was at a very threatening... They were saying that it was... The most.
And I mean, the Ariana Grande show bombing, like all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, it is a very serious thing. But I think the show itself needs some work. Like, so all the episodes are like 55 minutes long. Like, it's like every show now is trying to be that
big
hour.
Big portions.
Yeah. Every show now is trying to be that big, long show that has like these massive episodes. And I think the 42 minute episode format that we've grown up with is actually not a bad thing. Like, I really enjoy episodes that are 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah, and also, what about, you want some resolution at the end of every 40 or 50 minutes as well. Like, I'm all for next episode. But you need, you know, sometimes if you just can't watch that next episode, you kind of feel
a little bit
unsettled. That's right, Tess, good call.
Well, someone did text in and said the later episodes get really good, agree that it was slow at times. So maybe that's someone who sees a little bit of what you're saying.
You're going to take out the rain of soul, aren't you?
But it's 2018, I've got so many TV shows to watch. You've got to keep me engaged at all times.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a person that like is up to the 140 characters on Twitter kind of person, you know? Like, you've got to keep me engaged. And, and maybe this is a smart person show that I'm not getting...
Maybe just apply yourself more.
I love that concept, the smart person show. That's great.
But you know, like, maybe I'm just not the viewer for it. And
I feel
it does
great
have.
That I enjoyed it now.
It does have amazing reviews. Like, it's got 98% on Rotten Tomato, 4.5 on Metacritic. Like, people are loving the show. And the first 20 minutes as a short film, yes, down. Go look at that. And if you want to watch that first episode and you really enjoy it and keep watching, go hard. Wasn't for me. Not going to finish it. Sorry, Bodyguard.
You're not going to finish it?
Nah.
Good on you.
I've got other shows that I need to watch. I watch a new show every week. Like, I haven't finished half the
show's
review.
Tess, it's his job.
Okay, fine.
So what's on the agenda for next week?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Well, I mean, what's on the... must have a list there in your head.
Oh, my God. There was something that I was watching that I wanted to... I still want to talk about The Good Doctor. I don't know if I've done that on the show yet. Mm. That's really good. And I also started watching New Amsterdam, which is another medical show. So maybe one of those. They're quite sick.
Medical show. Nice.
I've been crying a lot at TV shows lately. As we went to a wedding on the weekend, and I cried at that a lot. I've been crying.
You've said before that you're a weeper.
Yeah, I'm a weepy guy.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I'm recommending to people have a look at. I think it's on TVNZ on demand at the moment. Is that the Little Drummer Girl?
Oh yes, you did tell me about this.
I've heard about that.
Oh, it's cool. I really enjoyed that.
Mm.
I think there's only six episodes.
There's only six episodes of The Bodyguard too.
Yeah, but how many did you watch?
Two.
Thank you, Sam.
No worries. Catch you guys later. Bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hey, dude, how's it... Holy fuck! What the fuck are you doing, Oscar? My bass!
Hey,
my beautiful bass!
No, that's good.
Oh,
that's good.
Chill, dude. I'm recapturing the energy of A Place to Bury Strangers at their infamous Laneway 2013 performance when Dion smashed his bass to shreds. Iconic.
95BFM presents A Place to Bury Strangers, live at the Hollywood Theatre, Avondale, Thursday, March 7th, with special guests, Wax Chattels. Don't miss it, this will sell out. Tickets from banishedmusic.com.
The ocean. When I feel a certain way, I just walk down and stare into the waves, you know? The ocean, it's like my big, strong husband. Sometimes we share a rum together. Did you know Mount Gay is the oldest rum in the world? It's made on the same hilltop with the same water source and all that since 1703. 300 years of quality rum. An infinity of ocean. Mount Gay rum is time well spent. Whether you're making rum or making friends, make it time well spent.
Need to get out of town? Skip it. Skip the new low-cost, no-stress North Island Bus Express. Cheaper, faster, funner. Go to skip.travel today.
Have at you, Trixie Wirtlewind! Yield!
Ruskar, you devil, by the cleansing light of Sarah, I summon...
Hey, Terry, wait, stop. We agreed that Sarah was the guiding deity of my clan?
Screw you, dickweed. You guys are OPS. We need Sarah.
Well, let's just all have bloody Sarah then. How about that? I'm cutting the baby in half.
With a little something for everyone, Sarah is the guiding light on your Saturday afternoon. The Saturday 2 to 4 with Sarah, only on 95BFM.
Clap. I'm moving mountains and don't need no space to address that. Yo, I took a shit in the booth, I call it staging. And wrap my mind at a like onto your Instagram. Now mommy's angels, with dresses arching that back. Like a statement and icon when the lights are on. I tap the mirror mouth in every word like Avengers songs. Like boom, boom, da beady bomb. Boom boom, that bitty the bomb bomb, that the boom boom, that bitty the bomb bomb, that the get your coin, fuck the rest, force your mind, block your eggs, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Boom boom, that bitty the bomb bomb, you know. Boom boom, get my number.
I'm a big fan of that song. It's half Japanese with a track called Swept Away. You might want to vote for that for the 95 BFM Top 10.
Swept Away.
Da-da-da. Still bucketing down with rain outside. I'm wondering whether that lightning has been gone, the thunder and lightning. Is that past us, or is it still performing for some of you out there? Please let us know. 5395 to text, or you can call us on the telephone 309-387-NAGANI.
BFM News Headlines.
Efi Akine coming up in your news on the hour. The findings of the mental health inquiry will be released today to the public.
Wow, that's going to be mental. Sorry, I didn't mean to give you a fright then. I just said that's going to be mental. That is very poorly, a very poor response of mine. Then I assume that's going to be...
super.
It's going to be flabbergasting. It's going to knock the whole country for six. This is what I predict.
Yep.
And we have got a lot of work to do. Everybody in the country has got a lot of work to do, from the mental health professionals to the cops to the government, prison systems, to just the public and the way that we deal with people.
Yeah, it's a good thing that it starts.
The way we deal
top.
With each other. Yep. It's going to be a massive, massive moment in this country's history, I believe.
Oh,
today.
I think I missed what the moment was.
The mental health report coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Inquiry?
Yeah.
The next one's pretty big too. The government is going to investigate fuel prices.
That's going to take a little bit longer, and I already know the answer to that one.
Yep.
Yes, we are getting rooted by the petrol companies.
And international news, the Liberal Party in Australia has voted to change the rules on removing party leaders. And the US Supreme Court has rejected a group's appeal to question President Donald Trump's border wall building authority. Whakarongo tonu mai, stay tuned for these stories in full along with weather and serve at 10.
Are you right, also now, doing...
I was going to say, could you put on your other cap now?
Yeah, that's quite impressive, Justin.
For the, Justin, tell us what's coming up in the wire at midday.
Yes, and it's Worry Week this week, and we are talking about the militarisation of the Pacific. I talked to Stephen Ratufa from Canterbury University on the history about it.
Wow,
yep.
Great stuff.
And Ben is talking to the Tourism Export Council on how to counteract tourism fatigue, which is tourism fatigue, on very simply put, is how to balance the disruptions brought by tourism with the benefits brought to the local community.
Because sometimes people be overly enthusiastic about generating tourism and then sort of, oh, God.
Yeah, and it's quite...
Is that mostly an environmental thing? Like on the
One environmental thing. Like I remember last week the new Plymouth District Council has voted to ban freedom camping because there are too many tourists.
Oh. But I guess also there's that level too where you go, oh, my God, Queen Street's just full of shitty souvenir shops. But the problem is because they've generated so much, ocean cruising traffic, cruising visitors that come in and they've only got a moment, so they just want to grab something and then leave, sort of, you know?
Yeah.
And so it justifies it in one sense, but then it makes it less a desirable location than another.
Yeah. And finally, at Green Desk, Ella is talking to the creators of an iNaturalist New Zealand app.
Good job!
Yeah.
Cool. That's all on the wire midday.
Say, speaking of news... just as we were talking about getting struck by lightning, someone actually did.
I hope you're okay. Are they okay?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're okay. It's just in the news.
Minutes to 10 o'clock on 95 BFM Breakfast. Brought to you by Orcon. On a very odd day weather-wise. Here's an interesting cover. I was going to dedicate that song to Caitlin, actually, but someone just texted in, oh, God, who sucked the life out of TV on the radio? It's just an alternative look at TV on the radio's Wolf Like Me. Calm down. It's not like you're cooped up in your house in the rain and lightning and thunder because you're too scared to go out. Shivering like a chihuahua, freaked out by the weather. All right, get your brains on. 2, 3, and...
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this... ow! Hurt.
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Introducing Barbara Plester. Hi, Barbara. You're from the Business School Department of Management and International Business.
Hi, Mikey. I sure am.
Thanks for coming in to talk to us this morning. You you have a book, which you've... was it by yourself and Kurt?
That's right.
Laugh Out Loud, A User's Guide to Workplace Humour.
Yeah.
All right. New Zealanders, we love to take the piss. Look at you. You look stupid. Let's tease you. That sort of thing.
Are you teasing me or
I'm
making
just
a point?
That was a hypothetical. See, here we go. Now we're off. this is a book that you guys have written. You put a lot of groundwork into. You haven't just knocked it out. It's shining a light on something that we kind of are used to but really need to change.
Yeah, well, things are changing in the workplace and we've got to be a lot more careful. So, and we're not that careful and all sorts of stuff happens. So we've seen some really great humour and we've seen the wheels fall off and humour go horribly wrong and people get hurt and people lose their jobs.
It's true, but that's, I mean, isn't that New Zealand's history? Isn't that what we've done for years, isn't it? You know, I've definitely worked in places where it's, you walk in there and it's about an hour or so of non-stop taking the piss out of each other and teasing each other before you get into just normal conversation.
Which I absolutely love, and I don't want
to
be the fun police.
I'm just trying to think of somewhere where I've worked where that might be the case. Let me think if I can think of anywhere I might have worked and spent a bit of time working at where that might be the place. Oh, sorry, we've done that here.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. It's the Kiwi way. Yeah. It is the Kiwi way. I'll give you that. Totally. Taking the piss is what we do.
Yeah.
That's the phrase everyone uses to me. So we've got to keep doing that.
Maybe fall in love with a chick once, that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, her snarkiness. Yeah, just like...
Snarkiness is good. And that's we're really good at it and here in New Zealand. We're great at being snarky and giving each other a bit of grief. But our book is sort of a bit of a navigation through not getting into trouble doing that.
It's, as you mentioned, there are a lot of changes happening in the world, you know, and that's good because we're an animal that is moving through time and we should get better at being that animal, shouldn't we? You know, like, and becoming smarter and less hurty to each other, eh? Less nasty. But there might be a school of thought to, we won't say PC, the PC Your Mad school of thought, because shut up, those people. I said, whoa, that was workplace bullying right there, wasn't it? But there might be people say, well, you know, you just learn from the school of hard knocks, from the world teaches you things. You know, maybe you have to go through that stuff to come out the other side and have some sort of wisdom and life experience, you know.
True, and I did write a paper about this called Take It Like a Man.
I didn't say that. Those are your words.
I know. It was about gender and humour.
As a man who's quite